Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Alight, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but is definitely worth a deep dive for long-term investors like us. If you're looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, stick with me as we break down what makes Alight tick, where it's shining, and where it's got some work to do. Let's get into it. Quick overview of Alight. For those who haven't come across Alight yet, let me give you the quick rundown. Alight is a player in the technology and services space, specifically focusing on human capital and business solutions. Think cloud-based platforms that help companies manage their workforce, benefits, and payroll. They're operating in the broader software and services industry within the technology sector, and with a solid market cap, they've carved out a decent niche for themselves. Based in the U.S., they've got a sizable team driving innovation in an industry that's all about efficiency and digital transformation. Now let's see what's been happening with them lately. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Alight has been making some noise with their strategic moves and operational tweaks, which we'll dig into more during the analysis. Performance-wise, over the past year, they've shown some mixed results. Decent growth in shorter windows like the last month or so, but a bit of volatility when you zoom out to the past 5 years compared to their industry peers in tech services. The sector itself has had its ups and downs, but there are signs of broader tailwinds that could play into Alight's hands if they position themselves right. Let's unpack this further with a full SWOT analysis to see where the real opportunities and risks lie for long-term investors. Chasha's SWOT analysis, strengths. All right, let's kick off with what Alight is doing well. These are the pillars that could make them a solid pick for your portfolio if they keep the momentum going. Strong revenue base. In their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, Alight reported a revenue of $680 million. That's a healthy top line for a company in this space, showing they've got a steady stream of business from their core offerings in workforce solutions. For us long-term folks, this kind of consistent revenue is a good foundation to build on. Focus on innovation. From the earnings call summary, it's clear they're doubling down on tech-driven solutions. They're enhancing their platform with new features, which is critical in an industry where staying ahead of the digital curve can make or break you. If they keep innovating, they could capture more market share. Positive operating cash flow. Digging into their financials, Alight is generating solid cash from operations. This isn't just about making money on paper. It means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather any short-term storms, which is music to the ears of investors like us who think in decades, not days. Industry tailwinds. The tech services sector is seeing steady demand as businesses everywhere push for digital transformation. Alight is well positioned to ride this wave, especially with their focus on human capital solutions, which remain a priority for corporations looking to optimize their workforce. SWOT analysis, weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Alight isn't without its challenges, and as critical investors, we've got to look at the cracks that could widen if they're not addressed. Profitability concerns. While revenue looks good, their net profit margin isn't exactly setting the world on fire. The numbers suggest they're struggling to convert top-line growth into bottom-line gains, which could be a red flag for long-term value creation if costs aren't managed better. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side compared to some peers. Carrying a heavy debt load can limit flexibility, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if economic conditions tighten. For us, this is something to monitor. It's not a deal breaker yet, but it's a weight on their balance sheet. Mixed historical performance. Looking at their stock performance over longer periods, like the past 5 years, they've lagged behind the broader industry in some stretches. This inconsistency might make you question whether they can deliver the steady compounding growth we're after as long-term investors. SWOT analysis. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to the exciting stuff. What could propel Alight forward and make it a standout in your portfolio over the next few years? Platform expansion. Their earnings call highlighted a focus on rolling out enhanced offerings. If they can successfully scale these new features and penetrate deeper into existing markets, there's a real chance to boost revenue growth. For us, this is a key area to watch in the medium term. Sector growth potential. The tech services space is ripe for expansion as more companies digitize. Alight has a shot at capturing a bigger slice of this pie if they play their cards right, especially in underserved segments of human capital management. Valuation upside. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests there's room for the stock to appreciate if they can execute on growth plans and improve profitability. For long-term investors, this could mean buying at a fair price with potential for gains. Strategic initiatives. Management mentioned in the Q4 call that they're laser-focused on operational improvements. If these initiatives translate into better margins or cost efficiencies, we could see a nice bump in shareholder value down the road. SWOT analysis. Threats. Now, let's talk about the risks. These are the external and internal factors that could trip Alight up if they're not careful, and we need to keep an eye on them as part of our due diligence. Competitive pressure. The tech services industry is crowded with heavy hitters. If Alight doesn't keep innovating or differentiating their platform, they risk losing ground to competitors who can offer similar solutions at lower costs or with better features. Economic sensitivity. If there's a broader economic slowdown, companies might cut back on spending for workforce solutions, which could directly hit Alight's revenue. While long-term trends are in their favor, short-term macro headwinds could create volatility. Debt burden risk. I mentioned their debt earlier as a weakness, but it's also a threat. If they can't manage refinancing or if cash flow takes a hit, servicing that debt could become a real problem, especially in a rising rate environment. Execution risk. Management's plans for platform enhancements and operational tweaks sound great on paper, but execution is everything. If they stumble on rollout or fail to deliver on promised improvements, investor confidence could take a hit, and so could the stock. Insights and broader context. As we tie this all together, let's zoom out a bit. Alight is sitting in a sweet spot within a growing sector, but they're not without their hurdles. For long-term investors, the play here is about patience. Can they turn their revenue strength and innovation focus into sustainable profitability? Short-term, there might be some bumps, especially with debt and competition in the mix, but the forward-looking metrics like their PE ratio suggest there's potential for upside if they nail their strategy. I also found it encouraging that their free cash flow yield is looking decent, which means they've got some breathing room to fund growth without constantly tapping the markets for cash. But let's be real, debt is a lingering concern, and any misstep in execution could dampen the story. For those of you who like to balance risk and reward, Alight offers an interesting case study in a tech-driven growth narrative. Conclusion and long-term outlook. So where does this leave us with Alight? From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with a solid foundation and real potential to grow within a promising industry. Their strengths in revenue and innovation are compelling, and the opportunities for expansion could drive value over the next decade if they execute well. However, the weaknesses in profitability and debt, combined with competitive and economic threats, mean this isn't a slam dunk by any stretch. My take? Alight is worth keeping on your watch list, especially if you believe in the digital transformation megatrend. But I'd wait for signs of better margin improvement or debt management before going all in. Stay tuned for more insights like this. And don't forget to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can find this SWOT breakdown and more on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.